At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Eye on the Line. This is Mike Kegley here with Brad Sturdy and Kedrick Prince. We're talking about the Illini's victory over Nebraska, coming down from a 15-point deficit to actually making it a comfortable win at the end. Brad, you were here in the arena. You were next to the court. I was up in the overflow section. Tell us a little bit about your impressions sitting there and watching it from front court.
Well, it's pretty impressive performance in the second half, as Illinois had, they had great energy after, last 18 minutes. I thought they played about as hard as they played all year. And they were decisive. They were not, early in the game, I thought they were indecisive, passing up shots. Ball was sticking, wasn't moving. And then defensively, they were not aggressive, and they were allowing Nebraska to get where they wanted to go. And second half, they turned it up a notch. And Terrence Shannon was just amazing. I mean, his athleticism is astonishing. His ability in transition, when he's making threes, you really just can't guard him. If you notice, Illinois is using him a lot more in the half court now. They've changed a little bit to allow him, because they know when they get in these tournaments, they take away transition. You can't just have your star player just standing over on the sideline, because they take away transition. So, they got really good performances from Ty Rogers, Marcus Damask, Coleman Hawkins made big plays, and I thought Luke Goody off the bench was fantastic. Quincy Guerrier made a couple big shots, attacked the rim. It was the Illinois team we are accustomed to seeing on the offensive end. And then in the defensive end, they turned it up a notch in the second half.
I really think from a defensive standpoint, the second half, I don't know. I mean, I heard the press conference and Coach Underwood, and I heard Coleman Hawkins talked about what they did defensively and Luke Goody, but it didn't seem like that they were frustrated. They came out and with a lot more energy. Not the fact that I don't think, Nebraska shot it as well the first half, but the looks weren't as easy. I mean, I think they had a hand in their face. And then I think when they had the lead, I think Nebraska played not to win. I mean, they were hoping shots would go in, and I think from a team standpoint, I think Brad is right. This was a team win when everybody was contributing and, doing the little things, that they've done. And, we talked about a lot of guys and, well, Brad mentioned a lot of guys, but there's one guy I just really got to give kudos to. And I think Ty Rogers, the little things that he's doing on the court, the way he goes and gets an offensive rebound and, he's guarding a little bit better. He talked about getting into people and, he's trying to look to score to finish, so he's not a liability on offense. I just think overall it was a great win, and I think they needed to be hit in the mouth because, last night wasn't the easiest game, when they played Ohio State. And, I knew Nebraska was going to come out because Fred Hoiberg, they run really good sets, and they make you defend. And that's what we mentioned in the second half. I thought they did a good job of, identifying shooters, and, they took away some of the pocket passes that they were trying to do. So it was just a good win. And, Terrence Shannon is the difference maker. There's a Zach Edey who's 7'5". There's nobody in the country has him, and there's nobody has a 6'6 player like Terrence Shannon. Because you're right, when he's in transition, if you think about it, he has no weaknesses. You can't foul him. He makes his free throws. He's an over 80% free throw shooter. He was 5 of 9, I believe, from three. And he has mid-range game has improved. He is a tough matchup for anybody. And that's why I think the only chances in the tournament are good, because there is no other Terrence Shannon in the tournament.
The other thing that I thought was really impressive when you break down the box score is Terrence Shannon scored 40 points on 22 shot attempts. And you look at like what happened with Tominaga, who had 18 points, but it took him 18 field goal attempts to get there. Brad, can you comment on the defensive pressure and some of the strategies that the Illini employed to make it a very tough day, particularly in the second half for Nebraska shooters?
Yeah, Illinois went to a switching defense in the second half. They start switching. Now, they did hawk the point guard a little bit, whether it was Tominaga or the Lawrence kid. They really did a good job of getting over on those guys. But Tominaga, you have to force him inside. You know, he's going to make shots sometimes that you can't stop because he just hits some really tough shots. But I thought Terrence Shannon did a fantastic job on him. I thought there were times when other guys got switched on him. And they did a good job. So they made it hard on him. And that's what you have to do. You have to make it hard on him to get his shots off and make him work, make him run a lot, you know what I mean? And make it difficult. And you have to make him guard too on the other end. And Illinois did a really good job of that. I think in the second half for sure. But what they did was when they went to the switching defense, it took Mass pick and pops away. It took it. They were running Rink Mass, 6'10 guy off of, you know, he's not the most mobile dude, but they were running him up, you know, singles to get him threes in the second half. But he was so tired from all the, you know, from the having to run around to get a shot and the switching, putting pressure on them. And I just thought it really caused them to struggle. Illinois did a great job also of being active with their hands defensively in the second half. We didn't really talk about that much, you know, in the post game with the coach, but they tipped so many balls. They got their hands, they were digging in there. And it disrupts an offense. When you can tip passes and deflect passes, it makes it so hard to run any offense.
I'll tell you, Mike, another thing that I noticed that I thought Illinois did a good job, especially Terrence Shannon. You know, Tominaga is great with ball fakes. Terrence didn't bite for many of those at all. He hardly ever. And that's how he's able to get up and under and get through people, shoot over the top of people. Terrence stayed solid. And one of the things I don't know if people really realize how special this kid is. Here's a guy that is always asked to guard the other team's best perimeter player. I can assure you tomorrow you'll probably see him on AJ's store. He is constantly being ran off screens, but you never see his shot struggle. You never see him struggle to get basket. Whether it's him being an athlete or kudos to Adam Fletcher for you know, making Terrence be one of the best conditioned athletes to ever play the game, because this guy for 40 minutes, and today was the first time I've ever seen a master come out of a game. He was exhausted. It was when he went on that run, and it was perfect timing because it was for the 8-minute immediate timeout, and then Coach Underwood and his staff put him back in the game. But, I mean, just his defense and what he does, you know, I know he didn't make the all-defensive team, and I know sometimes, you guys, those people who make those teams, if you steal the basketball or you lead the league and you are first, second, or third block shots, those are typically the guys that make the all defensive team, because there's no way Coleman Hawkins should have made it, and definitely Terrence Shannon. You know, when you have opposing coaches in the non-conference talk about how good they are defensively because how tough it was for their shots, that's being a good defensive player. Stealing the basketball doesn't mean you're a great defensive player, at least in my opinion. But I just think, you know, to answer your question, Mike, I just think he stayed sound, stayed in his principles. You know, and he's also bigger, and it's not as, you know, easy for Tominaga to shoot over him either.
You know, the other thing is you look at Domask, you know, had a much better game tonight, ended up with 16 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Ty Rogers ended up at 8 points, 13 rebounds, and had a 7 offensive rebounds. And even Coleman Hawkins with 9 points, 7 rebounds, a couple of blocks, a couple of assists, and a key 3. This was totally a team effort. Brad, what was said in that timeout at the start of the second half that Underwood had to call after Nebraska got off to a hot start?
It was really interesting because Underwood didn't have to say a lot. It was player led. And I think that's something we've been waiting for all season, for the players to kind of say, hey, we want to win. We got to get this done. And And Brad said, you know, they had already talked about the adjustments they were making at halftime and some things they had to change. And so the players knew what they had to do. Now they just had to go out and do it. And they did. And I think that it was really encouraging to see the fact that, you know, yesterday he just laid into him. You know, he was, you know, stripping paint off the wall with, you know, 2 minutes into the second half. Today he called the timeout, but those players took control and they said, look, we got to fix this. And they certainly did. They came out, you know, they were down 55 to 40, and the next thing you know, they win by 11. So it's 26-point swing over that. You know, they led by 12 too. So it's like 27-point swing in about 12 minutes or something, 13 minutes, whatever it was. It was really a crazy change, and it was player led, and that's really important for a team that wants to advance in March.
Mike, I'm glad you asked that question because I'm going to tell you a guy who's not the most vocal guy on the team. You know, Brad talked about it being, you know, team led. The guy who I saw spearheading it was Quincy. That's unlike him because usually you'll get it from Terrence, you'll get it from Coleman, or sometimes Marcus, you know, because Marcus is a quiet individual guy as well. But Quincy played like this was his last game, and I think he wants to win. They all want to win because they know the clock is ticking. A lot of these guys, their career is going to be over, and some of these guys may go play professionally, and some may call it a career. But it was nice seeing him be effective. I've always said it. I've said it, and you know, it's been the three of us doing podcasts, you know, pretty much this entire season. I just think he's been the X factor. When he is good and he's making shots, I just think they're a different team. And there's the only concern I have with him is shooting free throws because I really think Brad would draw different things up for him. I liked how they got him in the low post tonight, and Coleman was getting the ball to him from the, you know, from the top of the key, which made it tough for them to defend. So it was good to have those guys do that, and especially coming from someone that you typically doesn't have it from. You know, I think there's a lot of leaders on this team, but they're quiet guys. I think, you know, even when Terrence is being vocal, he's just not that type of guy where Io, you just knew when he told you something, it meant something. Terrence does it with his play. And again, and you know, I didn't mention this guy, but another guy who's kind of taking that role on the bench is Luke Goody.
Yes. And, you know, the other thing that kind of came to mind is we kind of touched on it, but when Terrence Shannon went out in the second half, the rest of the team was able to expand that lead so that he could get a little bit of rest and then close the game out. Any thoughts on the team effort and how that worked out, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that was interesting to see. You know, they make a positive gain while Terrence is out of the game, and that's something you don't see a lot when you take a guy who scored 40 and you put him on the bench and you keep the run going. But I think what had happened there was they had really kind of broken the will of Nebraska at that point, and the Huskers were on a struggle bus. I thought they, you know, it was really weird to me because they sat their guys so much in the first half, they were exhausted. In the second half, every shot was short. They were really struggling. They missed free throws. Remember when they played back in Champaign? Nebraska was 14 of 14 from the foul line, and they missed multiple free throws. It was just a they had them out uncomfortable offensively, and they were a mess. And I really think that it was, you know, even with Shannon was out, you know, when you have Luke Goody stepping in there making threes, grabbing offensive rebounds, yeah, it's really good, and you really have a chance to you're really, you know, you're going to win when you can take him out for a couple minutes and make a mini run and then get him back in there.
I was surprised that the lead did increase, but when Terrence went out, I mean, this is selfish on my part. My first thought was get the ball to Marcus Domask and let him do his thing because that's what we've seen all season. You know, it's been that whole Batman and Robin thing because, you know, if Batman didn't have it, Robin did. If Robin didn't have it, you know, Batman did. So, I mean, but they didn't just rely on Marcus to do that. And the thing I give him credit for tonight, Marcus, I mean, he, you know, teams took away his post action. I knew that was going to happen tonight just because Nebraska likes to double the post. And, you know, I'm really curious to see, you know, what Wisconsin does with it. But it was nice to see them extend that because with Terrence, you know, because you knew he was a guaranteed bucket or get to the foul line, you know, most people, I'm assuming, were thinking, you know, where's the scoring going to come from? But they spread the ball around and they looked for each other. And it wasn't just like, let's just get the ball to Marcus. They ran their offense and they stayed true to the principles.
You know, the other thing, just to kind of do a kind of wrap up here, I thought the interesting stat was Reek Mast had 13 points early in the first half and really finished up with 15. It looked like he was going to make it a really long night for the Illini, and the defensive switching strategy really kind of took it out of his hands. And Nebraska, you know, ended up shooting 46% when they started the game. You know, at one point they were up almost to 60% shooting. Any other final thoughts on tonight's game before we focus on tomorrow, Brad?
Well, I think the big thing to focus on here today is that this team still, I mean, although they, you know, they get the win, the second half was great, they're going to have to play a little bit better. And I want to put it in perspective. Like, I mean, if Illinois fans, you know, obviously we deal with it a lot, you know, dealing with Illini fans and getting upset. I think they might be upset if they were Houston fans today, right? Because Houston, I mean, can they get to 40? They were down 30 points in the second half to Iowa State. So
wow.
teams have bad games. They're going to have bad stretches when they struggle. You just have to go out there and compete. And, you know, people say, we need to do this for 40 minutes. Well, that's not reality. I mean, that's not real life. Teams
don't go out.
Games, 40 minutes. It doesn't happen in the real world. And so I think that they have to have some perspective. Like, you know, and I'm not saying you go, yay, I'm glad we're down 10. But you say, you know what? Well, we just got to do this, this, and this. You got to figure out how we're going to do this. And your reality is, you know, everybody complained when Illinois won games like 52-51, and now they're scoring 90 points. And so this offense is struggling. The last three games, they scored in the 70s every game. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we have to have some perspective. This is college basketball. You're going to have ups and downs within a game. You know, within a four-minute stretch, there are ups and downs. Kids are going to make mistakes. Kids are going to make a bad pass. Kids are going to get the ball stolen. They're going to miss an easy shot. It happens. But what you want to have is a team that goes out there and competes no matter what the situation is, and that's what this Illinois team did the last 2 days.
People need to also take a step back and look at it and see if you can tell the kids care. Coleman Hawkins, you know, when they played Ohio State, when that was the last 5 minutes, he was really animated. You know, and Terrence Shannon today, I've not seen Terrence Shannon make the three sign to his head all season. They care. And I think sometimes, you know, it's easy for people to think they're robots. They're human beings. They're kids. They're great athletes. And, you know, imagine being Purdue right now. I'm assuming they thought they were just going to walk in there and win the Big Ten title, and they got beat. And, you know, I don't know when people will be listening, you know, to this podcast, but in about 45 seconds, you know, Iowa State's down by 30. And you're right, I don't know if they're going to get 40 points. And people thought, Houston was going to be the best team in the tournament. It happens, and there'll be upsets in the tournament. I mean, we've all talked about how great this team is and how good they are. They're as good as anybody else. You just hope that they play well. You hope that things go right, because sometimes it just doesn't. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Marcus Domaski has been a beast in the post. That hasn't happened in two games in a Big Ten tournament. So, you know what? But they're 2-0. So let's not lose perspective. This is now you win or go home, you know, because if you lose tomorrow in the championship game, you got one more chance after that. Let's put the jerseys up, and it's time to look for something else.
Well, and now we look towards tomorrow. You've got Illinois going up against a Wisconsin team that really faded down the stretch and has now turned things around, got themselves into a position, beat Purdue, which is the toughest dog in the conference. Now they've got an opportunity to win a tournament title, and A.J. Storr and Chucky Hepburn are playing very well. Brad, what do you see for tomorrow?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, Illinois has to continue to play good defense. I think they have good matchups against Wisconsin. You saw that when they played up in Madison, and they had a, you know, had the nice 10-point win or whatever, 10 or 11-point win. Illinois was able to do a good job. I think A.J. Storr has been playing really well. They're going to have to do a good job on him and Chucky Hepburn on the perimeter, and they can't let their shooters get clean looks. But, you know, if my belief is if Wisconsin's playing through Tyler Wahl post-ups, that's a good thing for Illinois, because I really think that Illinois can score enough that it's going to be hard for Wall to beat them playing one-on-one in the post. So they can't let those other guys get involved. And you know, it's Wisconsin's playing their fourth game in 4 days. You know, they had to play the 12 seed. They played 12 seed on Thursday. Then they had to, you know, play Northwestern on Friday. Then they had to play Purdue yesterday. This is a team that, you know, they've got a couple guys battling injuries and Hepburn and Wall. So I think Illinois really sets up well. If they come out with the same energy and effort that they've had, I really like their chances to win this out, because I think they match up well with Wisconsin.
I want to really see them come out right from the start, you know, not get behind, because Coleman Hawkins mentioned that, you know, after the game, you know, against Nebraska, you cannot come out, because if you continue to do that, it's going to cost you a game. You know, the one out of it could be an advantage. At least I like to think it would be. You know, when you asked that question, the first thing that came to my mind was they played 4 games in 4 days. That's a lot. And if they're making shots like that in 4 games in 4 days, the way they've been shooting it, you know, hats off to them, because as well as AJ Storm played Friday night, he didn't shoot it particularly well today against Purdue. He got to the rack still. But Illinois has only had one more day of rest. So, I mean, game plan, I think Greg Gard is not going to let Marcus Domas sit in the post and score 40 points. You know, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think there'll be some things done differently, because you know how well he played against you, and I know Illinois should have to counter that and not expect to get that same treatment, because I guarantee you that's not what's going to happen. And if it does, it'll probably be a different person.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting game. One final comment, Terrence Shannon. This comes from Larry Smith, the Illini guy's resident archivist. But Terrence Shannon has 609 points this season, which leaves him behind only Don Freeman in 1966, who had 668 points. So with a good game tomorrow,
so
and
just
a nice
needs 60
NCAA
tomorrow,
run.
Mike. Just needs 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, but with the tomorrow and with the with a good NCAA run, he could set the record. And we know he missed a few games this year. So kudos to Terrence Shannon. Brad, you wanna wrap her up here?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, this is a game that probably doesn't mean anything for seeding, but it's an opportunity for Illinois to kind of stake their claim as a Big Ten tournament champion and a Big Ten champion. And so this is an important game for them to win. I think it puts a cap on what is a great regular and Big Ten season. And now you go into the postseason on a positive. If you're playing on Sunday, you definitely want to win the game on Sunday. And so you have to really take care of business. What Shannon has done this season, with all the things clouding it, and the fact that, you know, he also missed 6 games, he would have blown that scoring record out the window without those 6 games missed. He'd have another, you know, on average, another 130 points, and it would be over. So this is a team that has a chance to make a run when they bring that energy. I think they just. I think if they win the first two, I really like their chances against, even if it's a one seed, because unless it's UConn, because I feel like this is a team that is kind of has a little bit of, they got a little monkey on their back trying to get that Sweet 16. I think once they get there, then it's all just kind of loosey goosey, and this team could be scary when they play like that.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? For those out there who are into the betting scene, you know, over and under is 150, and the Illini are favored by 2. So, you know, they've been favored by 4 or more the entire tournament. So I think they're thinking this is going to be a closer game tomorrow. So maybe they won't have tired legs tomorrow, and maybe there'll be another high scoring output.
So, folks, that's the show today. We will be back tomorrow after what we hope is an Illini victory over Wisconsin. Until then, go Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.